Drive with Georgia Steins on 666 ABC Radio Canberra.
Food, cooking. I wonder for you whether this was something you did picked up on, I guess healthy eating, but also how to cook yourself a great meal that nourishes you, maybe gives you joy, hopefully as well. But whether you did that as an adult, or whether it was something you were taught at an early age. Already had some beautiful stories on the text line from people talking about their teenagers being able to cook. Their teenagers, in fact, cooking a meal for the family, each of them, each week, which is fabulous. And I wonder if that was something that just evolved or something that you really had to put in the time for. Because I can't imagine it's something that just happens overnight. 0467 922 666 or 1300 681 666. The reason we're talking about this is that the latest National Child Health Poll from the Royal Children's Hospital surveyed 2,286 Australian parents, 1,595 children that were aged between 12 and 17, so those teenage years. And guess what they found? Teens aren't that clued up about how to cook a healthy meal, or possibly cook any meal for that matter. Joining us right now is Leanne Elston. She is an accredited practicing dietitian with Nutrition Australia, ACT, and joins us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Georgia. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So there is some good news in these too, isn't there? That some kids feel really confident cooking a meal.
There are some kids out there that have to, let's start with the positives, yes. Georgia. Love it. Yeah, look, there are some perfectly capable children out there that are doing such a great job, and also parents as well that are engaging with their children in the kitchen and allowing them opportunities to build their skills and cook for other, you know, for themselves and for the rest of the family. Yeah, so there is a little bit, but I think what comes from this report is that we have a long way to go, particularly when there's 2 in 5 teens that cannot cook a basic meal, but most of them actually really want to learn how. So the desire is there, but the opportunities, I suppose, is what is often holding teens back.
And one of the things I found really interesting about this also is also the role that parents can play in this, the way that parents can actually encourage kids, and maybe we're not doing that as parents.
Well, I think there's a lot of challenges for parents in today's society, but I think this is why we need to get our kids to help cook at home as well. And the earlier the better, the more they're going to help us, right? You know, we've got mostly both parents are cooking. Dinner time can be quite chaotic at the end of the day. We can be going in different directions. There might be sporting activities that we need to deal with. There might be work. Priorities as well. And sometimes that evening meal in particular, and this is what I'm talking mostly about is the evening meal here, often gets pushed aside. And quite often that evening meal is always considered as the main meal of the day. So there's a lot of things in that. I mean, we can unpack other meals and look at, you know, how can we incorporate, you know, more nourishment and focus on, say, breakfast and lunches, for instance. It doesn't have to all sit with that evening meal. But at the core of this Georgia, is that skill and that ability to be able to pull together a meal, and ideally a meal from scratch that actually involves implementing some skills to create something, to turn on the stove, to know how to saute some onion and celery and carrot and pop in some stock and make yourself a delicious soup, to know how to turn on the oven and how long a dish will take to cook, to understand how we can pull together a range of salad ingredients and create a delicious dressing to drizzle on top and make that really yummy and create a balancing meal with a bit of a protein source to the side, source of protein on the side. So this is what it's really about. How can we actually get children and our society in general to go back to the kitchen?
The idea, though, you just painted the perfect picture, I think, of my kitchen at night, possibly other people's, is that you're tired, you're home, it's busy, you got to go somewhere, maybe you got to go pick one child up from sport or vice versa. And maybe it doesn't feel like you want to have a kid in there helping you at that point. Do you know that maybe you're worried it'll slow things down, or you're worried that they'll get burned in the kitchen? Like, those things play in your mind as a parent. Is that one of the things that are putting people off?
Absolutely. And like I said, you know, that's a time of the evening, and many people call it the witching hour, when children of all ages start to get a little bit ratty. We as adults get a little bit ratty, and you just want to relax at the end of the day. You don't want to gear things up and cause, you know, stress in the kitchen. So that's why I think, you know, we've got to look at those times that are good times to cook. You know, look at the weekends, look at on holidays. You know, maybe it's focusing more on packing a healthier lunchbox, for instance, or is it about finding time in the morning, which again can be quite chaotic as well, to have a nourishing breakfast. But I think any opportunity that we can grasp and finding those opportunities in the home environment where we can get together, prepare meals, allow our children the opportunity to experiment a little bit and to just get that experience with the kitchen gadgets and the equipment. And once they build that, once children actually build those base skills, even if it's making cookies on the weekend, because we know that children are going to like that, right? What we all do. But even if it's something like that, it helps them to build that confidence around being in the kitchen, building those skills, because from there it does get better. And once they've got those skills, then they can start to create more dishes. And when they can create more dishes, they can share those dishes and they can see the joy and the connection those dishes create. So it's so much more than nutrition as well, Georgia.
Barney in Kingston has texted in to say, I'm a food technology teacher in the Inner South Public School, in an Inner South Public School. Every year seven student is assigned a home cooked nutritious meal for their family. They design it, they plan it, they create it, and they evaluate that home cooked meal. We just get the best feedback from families and it develops such a strong foundation for healthy eating in young people. I love that idea because it's one recipe they take ownership over.
Oh.
And that might become one of their, you know, one of their key dishes.
Oh, it absolutely is. And in fact, I even think back to my home ec days when I was at school, and those core meals that we learnt at school become those first dishes, like spaghetti bolognese. You know, if you don't know anything, you at least know how to make a spaghetti bolognese from scratch. And even my children, when I saw them do home food technology, it was for them, you know, they got some of those basic dishes and were so proud when they got the opportunity to repeat those at home. And I think that has a lot to say about our home ec teachers or food tech teachers and the opportunities children get in the school environment to practice those cooking skills. It's so much more than the knowledge, Georgia. It's the ability to practice those skills.
We're getting so many great texts about this. I just don't want to run out of time in regards to a couple of the other key findings, because we could probably put one of the other key findings together, because I think this is really interesting. So 54% of teens held misbeliefs about diets. They thought that high protein diets or also low carb diets are better for their health. So, and then also close to half of teens reported having protein shakes, powders or bars once a week, having energy drinks. But this idea that protein, anything that had protein on a label, this is down to advertising, isn't it?
100%. Absolutely. And look, you know, we do know that protein is very important in the diet, just like many other nutrients are very important in the diet. And certainly for growing teenagers, protein is a key component, you know, for growing their muscles and their skin and the bones and so on. So it is very important, but it's not the only important nutrient. But what I think is a real issue here is that there is a lot of marketing, and that is industry driven, commercially driven. And quite often, and we also see, I think, you know, when we see this marketing and the association that you know, we know that protein's important, you know, we're going to be wanting to eat more protein if it's marketed to us. And I think, you know, I see so many products that I used to, you know, have as part of my diet, and they might be packaged products. Suddenly they've got protein written all over them. They already had protein in them. and then quite often many products may be enhanced with protein that might not necessarily be, you know, at their core very nutritious. It's just because there might be some extra protein powder in there somehow that makes it nutritious, but not necessarily. So we shouldn't be guided so much by, you know, all of that marketing, because it does just, it is commercially driven. It's making us try and buy their food at the end of the day.
But I think what I've taken from this and from the findings and from what you've said is get in the kitchen with them and have fun.
100%. And
let them experiment.
Get in the kitchen, give them the opportunities. Or if you don't have the ability to do that, it's about supporting, you know, initiatives that engage opportunities for children to get in the kitchen. So that could be whether it's making sure if you're on your school board, making sure that cooking classes are still a thing for children in schools. So there are many high schools that no longer do that. If you work in community organisations with families, giving them opportunities or finding avenues in which we can get families together, cooking together. And there's many things that we do, of course, as you know, Georgia, where we're all about, you know, setting up healthy eating habits through those cooking skills. So check it out and see what's available for you.
Absolutely. I remember you ran a thing with Coda 2 teaching men of a certain age to cook. And I loved that because I met some of the guys. I came and did a story when I was field reporting, and some of them had never learned to cook. Their wives had died or there were breakups, and that was their first chance of cooking.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They loved it.
They love it. And so this never is the too thing. Old. When you get into it, you learn to love it. And then it's a life skill forever.
Hey, thank you so much. That is Leanne Elliston. She's from Nutrition Australia here in the ACT.